The rooster is a virtuoso, and does he ever let you know so? When it comes to Mr. Rooster, it's not the sort of thing you're used to. He knows his ornaments and scales. His cock-a-doodle never fails. Some call the wild jackass donkey, and call all types of apes just monkey. But the jackass is a special case, with long straight ears and a longer face. This stubborn beast lays down the law, and signs his name with just hee-haw. The sound he makes is quite a fracas, and that's why we call this horse a jackass.
The turtle moves at a sluggish pace, carrying himself inside a case, from which stick out feet, tail, and face, and yet he always wins the race.
The elephant has an enormous trunk and a very tiny tail. Each elephant's a massive hunk, regardless of male or female. The tail is used for swatting flies, the trunk to drink and sneeze. The ivory tusks were once quite prized and used for piano keys. A Steinway, perhaps.
Thank you.
The kangaroo mom has a special pouch where her kids hang out all day. The kangaroo dad just reclines on the couch, eating his curds and whey. The kangaroo kids like to hang in a gang, tossing an Aussie-designed boomerang. They jump really high and learn how to box. In fact, there are quite a few kangaroo jocks. They recline in the most unusual manner, but none has yet learned to play the piano. Tuna fish swim in the deep blue ocean. They never swim in a lake. But tuna fish haven't the slightest notion that people like to eat tuna steak. If any fish knows what music's about, which is something that I sincerely doubt, it's probably only the rainbow trout, the fish that Schubert wrote about. But no fish I know, from shrimp to whales, ever had to practice scales, and that's because they are born with those. But they never quite learn their arpeggios. Now mules are only half a horse. The other half is donkey. The tunes they sing are therefore coarse, though some are kind of funky. The mule is dumb but sure of foot and makes a great companion, especially when they are put on the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Thank you.
The cuckoo is a nutty bird that everybody mocks, since they only know a single word and like to live in clocks. The cuckoo sings a simple tune, which our composer quotes. The cuckoo chirps at every noon. It only has two notes.
Songs of dodos and sparrows and owls, of giant bold turkeys and other strange fowls. Echo and echo, a marvelous noise, like so many Audubon bird call toys. Sometimes hundreds of birds will sing. They make an awful racket. Some single screech while on the wing. The duck will swim and quack it. Let's take a break from this musical zoo and focus on a musician or two. Pianists must practice 6 hours a day in order to earn their exorbitant pay. They look at the keys, both black and white, and practice from early morning to night. They look at the keys, both white and black, and complain of their aching lower back. Now, violinists and cellists must practice too, and flutists must also rehearse, but pianists say, "You only play one line or two, and what I must learn is incomparably worse." So pianists sit hunched over ivory keys for many hours alone, with aching shoulders, elbows, and knees. Why don't they just play the trombone?
fossils are rocks with imprints of bones or other historically interesting stones. They are found in the earth. That's known as geology. When they dig up your yard, they will make no apology. Geologists dig with a shovel or spoon, for which Saint-Saëns has unearthed a cool tune. On his piano, there sat an ornate candelabra as he dashed off his wonderful danse macabre. It's all about old bones that rattle and shake, and fossils that dance at a geologist's wake.
The swan has a neck as curved as an S. All swans are lovely and will stand for no less. In fact, they don't stand, they just sit and swim. They haven't got vigor, they haven't got vim. As they swim round and round in their circular moat, they all hum this melody, note for note.
And now it's time for the summing up of everything we've heard. Every beast, each kid, each pup, and every kind of bird. All their music now resounds in harmony that knows no bounds. Elephants, jackasses, mules, and fish, every creature that you could wish. Lion, turtle, cuckoo, and swan, kangaroo, fossils, and before we're gone, you'll hear a strange creature who's hoping to please. Yes, the pianist hunched over the keys.
Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals, Yoel Levy leading the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, the narration performed by violinist Itzhak Perlman. Camille Saint-Saëns, born on today's date in 1835. You'll be hearing more from him throughout the day here on All Classical Radio. I'm Warren Black. Thanks so much for joining me. Brandi Parisi will be along in about 10 minutes or so. Something else very delightful on the way in the 10 o'clock hour, Benjamin Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. I'm going to leave you with a selection from All Classical's Amplify CD, Lauren McCall's A Spark and a Glimmer. And I will look forward to seeing you back here again bright and early tomorrow morning.